Dear faithful God, you have given me a trained tongue, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Please let that be so today especially. Morning by morning, you awaken me. You wake up my ear to listen as those who are taught. Help that be true for me today. You have opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I didn't go backwards. Help that be true for me today. Help me give my back to those who will strike me, and my cheeks to those who will pull out my beard or who will pinch them or slap them. Help me to not hide my face from insult and from spitting. Because you helped me, God. So I have not been disgraced. I will not be disgraced. I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. Because you vindicate me and you are near. Who will contend with me? You will stand with me in court. Who are my adversaries? Let them come at me. Because it is the Lord God, it is you, God, who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them, they will wear out. They will wear out like a well-worn garment, and they will be eaten up like a moth. God, you have given me a rudder and a bridle. You have shown me the rhythm of faith by sending your Son to show us the way of how to be repaired and how to offer repair, how to say that we are sorry. So as I come before you yet today, God, help me to give that gift to others, to model it to others, but first to receive it from you. As I turn and look to you and know all the ways that I have made mistakes with my mouth and with my whole being, in my relationships with my parishioners, with family members, with neighbors, with your created world. Give me the courage and the power to say I'm sorry, and I'll do better next time, or I'll at least try. And to know that there will be a next time that I screw up, but that because I follow you, because I turn around and get behind you and follow you, that there's always a new day, that you'd never give up on me. Even when I screw up as a pastor or a deacon or a chaplain, even as I mess up as a human being, you just never take that as the final word. You do not give up on me. You do not give up on your church and redefining what power looks like, what saving looks like. So be with me today as I try to speak your word and live out your love with my parishioners, with patients, with whoever I come into contact with, especially those who love me best and most. Help me shake loose the pressures that come with fall, all the things gearing up. Maybe they've been up for a little bit. Help me to take some deep breaths and know that it all doesn't rest on me, even though it might feel that way. And help me to not take it out on my beloveds, my own beloveds. Help me to show love and to receive love from them. that you give so freely. Thank you for this gift of today, God, and for how you love, and for how you make me new every day. Amen. Take a big old deep breath, dear pastor, dear chaplain, dear deacon. For your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.